the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Ours is an evil and adulterous generation. We are no better than our fathers. We have heard the word of God and yet live as though it doesn't matter. We've been baptized into Christ, yet live as though we were still in bondage to sin, death, and the devil. We receive into our mouths the body and blood of Jesus, yet our tongues are ever ready to blaspheme God and murder our brother with our words. We must repent. We stand guilty of the law. It's hung around our necks like a great millstone, ready to drown us in the depths of the sea. The glory of the Lord is a devouring fire, and that's what we deserve for our sins, to be cast out of God's presence and consumed with fire. The men of Nineveh and the queen of Sheba would rise up at the judgment to condemn us. Repent. Yet we've been given a sign. The sign of the prophet Jonah. He was cast into the sea for the sake of the sailors, that they might live. He was swallowed by the great fish, or if you prefer the translation from the NASB, the sea monster, buried in the heart of the sea in its belly. But after 3 days, he was spat out alive to preach repentance and forgiveness in the name of the Lord. And behold, one greater than Jonah is here. For Jesus is cast into the swirling, raging sea of the world for the sake of all men. Bearing your curse of sin and death, he's cast out that God's wrath would consume him and not you. Jesus is cast into the sea to wage war against the dragon and place you safe and secure into the holy ark of Christendom. Victorious, Jesus is yet buried in the heart of the earth. But death cannot hold the author of life, life incarnate, almighty and ever-living God. And so Jesus is not spat out. Rather, he tears death apart from the inside out. He comes forth alive from the tomb, leaving death dead and its shackles broken. Your sins are forgiven. So also the Queen of Sheba, a Gentile and pagan, she yet knew divine wisdom was to be found in Solomon. The ends of the earth were not too far to come for wisdom. She came and received. She turned away from her idols and was made wise. And behold, one greater than Solomon is here. For Jesus pours out his Holy Spirit upon you, joining himself to you in holy baptism. Jesus washes you clean in his blood. He opens your eyes with his word and your ears in holy absolution. He destroys the idols you've made for yourself. Jesus makes you wise unto eternal life in himself. And this wisdom, his wisdom, indeed Jesus himself, will never be taken from you. Thus the evil spirit is cast out of you, for your sins are forgiven. Jesus has redeemed and rescued you. And note well that when the evil spirit is cast out, it seeks rest in waterless places. It abhors and avoids anything even remotely similar to holy baptism. So as the sea of this world and of your fallen flesh rage all around you and against you, take heart. Jesus places you safely in his ark. Here is divine wisdom. You shall die, for Jesus has died. You shall rise and live, for Jesus lives. He brings you through death into life eternal. Yet the journey is too great. You don't have the strength of your own to make it. But Jesus gives and provides the sustenance. He places his body, baked in the Father's wrath, into your mouth, strengthening you and satisfying your hunger. He quenches your thirst with the cool, refreshing drink of his blood. Here is strength and life for the journey ahead. For here is Jesus, in his body and in his blood for you. Arise and eat. Go in the strength of Jesus. Ours is an evil and adulterous generation. And indeed, that applies to every generation since the fall of man until our Lord Jesus should come again in glory. We live amongst a people of unclean lips and are ourselves people of unclean lips. But by God's grace in Christ, we are born again from above. Behold, one greater than Jonah and Solomon is here, and he is crucified for us. And if there is room in his kingdom for Ninevites and the Queen of Sheba, for Jonah and for Solomon, then there most certainly is room for us. Like them, we are redeemed and made wise by Jesus Christ. Come, eat, drink, and live. This is the will of the Father. In Jesus' name, Amen.